This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Hey, I know the will of God for you. Habakkuk 3:17-19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Consider this, yet, are you still doing it? You know, yetting, are you still yetting? Or are you fretting? There's something I wanted to point out about our text from Valley number 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. It's the verbs. They are future tense, which is fine, until we realize it is never the future. It is always the present. So the time for rejoicing is always right here and right now. I've noticed through my season in Valley number 18 that to say, I will rejoice in the Lord is not the same thing as actually rejoicing in the Lord. In the same way, I find it easier to say, I will exercise and eat healthy every day, than it is to actually follow through on it. I will is a good statement of intention, but intention will not get it done. What is it they say the pavement is made of on the road to hell? Oh yeah, right. Good intentions. So how does intention become action? Intention awakens our will, as in, I will. If intention is to become meaningful action, it must first rise to the level of attention. Intention, attention, action. Intention so often misses the mark of action because it misses the movement of attention. So is the attention on the action of rejoicing? I've tried so many times to go from the intention, the will, to rejoice, the will to rejoice, to the action of rejoicing, only to find it rote, unsatisfying, and ultimately unhelpful. No, our attention must be lifted and set upon the subject, verb, and direct object of all joy, Jesus Messiah. Our attention tends to become deeply attuned to our circumstances, i.e. no figs, no grapes, no olives, no grain, no chickens, no ducks, and so on. This is why we get discouraged and give in to despair and become depressed. It's why yetting is so important. The yet shifts us from the no of our circumstances to the yes of Jesus. Our attention must be lifted into the awareness of God. It makes sense, doesn't it? We are, after all, rejoicing in the Lord. Attention shifts our souls from mere thoughts about God to dwelling in the presence of God. I apologize if I'm making this more complex than it may need to be, but we are trying to understand something super deep here. The journey from simplistic to simple usually runs through some complexity. I'll close today with a sneak peek at the upcoming Advent journey I'm so eager to share in with so many of you. It's from Mary, one of the greatest rejoicers in the history of rejoicing. Her song, the Magnificat, opens with these immortal words, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Luke 1:46. Notice something here. What the soul gives attention to, it magnifies. And what the soul magnifies, the spirit will rejoice in. At least it will try to. And we really are on to something massive here. Getting back to our theme, this is why encouragement figures so prominently. Because it cuts to the spirit of a person. Intention, attention, rejoicing. We will pick up here tomorrow. Oh yes, so I said I knew the will of God for you. I do. Here it is. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. The prayer, Father, thank you for the way you reveal things to us we could never figure out. Thank you for your word and spirit by which you are always working to reveal your will and your ways. Thank you for Jesus, who so faithfully teaches, trains, interprets, and instructs us. We want to offer you the faculty of our attention today. It is battered and broken. Our attention muscles have atrophied from distraction and anxiety. We didn't intend it. Life has broken us. We need healing. Jesus, the kind only you can bring. Holy Spirit, would you begin to heal our attention? My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. I want this to be true for me always and all the time. For your name's sake, Jesus. Amen. The question, have you discovered the unsatisfying nature of rotely rejoicing in the Lord? Of trying to move from intention to action whilst skipping over the work of honing our attention on Jesus? How is this resonating or not with you? And P.S., there is still time for the Advent journey. There's a few spots remaining for our daily online Advent mornings together. You can register at the link in the email today. We'll launch on Sunday, and if you need a scholarship, email me and I'll get it done. Check the email for the address. And then we're getting Sower Nation together to set the tone and share an entry into Advent. December the 2nd, 6:30 Central Time via live stream. Jesus will be our host and our honored guest. It will be filled with the joy of the Lord, with songs, poems, preaching, prophecy. Again, check the email, register at the link. You'll be our special guest. There'll be no charge. December the 2nd. See you there. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.